welcome to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod, broadcasting from the studios here live in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. It's a beautiful, beautiful sunny afternoon or sunny evening out here in Toronto. I don't know what it's like anywhere else wherever you're listening, but it is a really, really nice day here. And yeah, it's a beautiful day to be outside, and we got the crowd. We got people from the set of Being Erica here in the studio. Well, not in the studio, but on location here in Centennial College. That's right. They are filming something to do with Being Erica, something to do with the show Being Erica. I don't really even know. I came into the studio this morning, or this afternoon, excuse me, and I walked in here, and this place looked like 1950s, and there were cables everywhere. And it was just a strange feeling. I'm like, what's going on? And I go into my cafeteria, and there's all these people that are dressed like the 1950s sitting in my studio, in the cafeteria. And I'm going, what is going on here? And sure enough, they're filming stuff outside, and there's all kinds of free food around here. So if you're down here, you go grab some food, because apparently they don't seem to care. All right, so we got a great show lined up for you tonight. We have a short show. It's going only till 8:30. But we do have a good show coming lined up for you. We have Goobs, our featured artist for this week, from Rockville, Maryland. And we're going to be doing a quick interview with him on his stuff, some of his music, and how he got into the industry. And it'll be very, very short and very quick. I've been meaning to get this artist on our show for some time, but it hasn't worked out. But today is finally the day where it has come, so I'm excited to do that. And also, we'll be joined live in studio for the rest of the evening, and that'll happen around 8 o'clock, where Rodrigo Wild, some of the members from Rodrigo Wild, will be joining me in studio to talk about some of their newest work, including possible upcoming show dates, as well as some charity work that they're doing. They always do a fantastic job with charity stuff, and we like to promote that here on Radio Nation. So we're going to get right into some music, but before we do that, I have to announce that we have Twitter again. We had it, but we didn't really use it, and then we lost our handle, so we got a new Twitter. And it's at Radio Nation, or excuse me, it's at underscore Radio Nation. I would have liked it to have been at Radio Nation, but we didn't get that. I don't know. We had it, and then we lost it, and I can't remember where it went. But we have at underscore Radio Nation, and we already got 21 followers, which is pretty cool. So I'm not a big fan of Twitter, but it seems to work. And it's like the new Facebook. So that's it. That's some exciting news. We got in touch with some pretty interesting stuff. So we're excited with that stuff. We're excited for some other things coming up in the fall that should be great for you guys and great for everybody here participating at the show. So we're going to kick it off with some music. And first song that I'm going to start off today is not a song by any of our featured artists by any means, but it is a song that I was listening to on the radio. And it's an early song. It's from 1991. And it's a defining of typical, like, early 90s house music, if you want to say that. And I think it's pretty catchy, but it's up to you to decide. But it is a good song, in my opinion. And it was on Chum FM, and I had to listen to it, and it was pretty interesting. So here it is. It's called Now That We Have Found Love by Heavy D and the Boys. And, yeah, it's a pretty old song, buried in the 90s classics of music, I guess you could say. So here it is. It's coming right up. After the break, we're going to be doing a quick interview with Goobs from Rockville, Maryland. That'll be via Skype, so we're hoping that'll work out. And then, of course, we got the big main event with Rodrigo Wild coming in studio. So here it is, folks. Heavy D and the Boys with Now That We Found Love.
My little buttercup. We can tuck sheets, snuggle up and get stuck. me. Stretch it, flex it, flex it. Give me the permission, okie dokie, I bless that. Bless it like Buddha, Buddha as the best. We can lay down at the level, put your head on my chest. We'll be right back.
in another place. I'm just yanking back the handle. No expression on my face.
From the music group Anything But Monday. And when the weather outside is frightful and that pale and wintry look on your face is anything but delightful, don't just sit there and take it. Get on down to Tan Temptations and change your freaking life. Those guys have the new high-end German tanning beds with air conditioning, aqua mist, and plenty of vitamin D for everybody. On top of that, they're conveniently located at Oakville at Dundas Street West and Neyafawa Boulevard. Oh, and even though the economy's rotten, you can actually afford this place. So stop making excuses and get on down to Tan Temptations before the mirror cracks the next time it sees your face.
Oh, yeah.
Anything but Monday.
Check us out on the web at www.tantemptations.com or check us out on Facebook. That's Tan Temptations, located on Dundas Street and Niagara Boulevard in Oakville. All right, welcome back to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pascod. So we're going to get ready for this interview with Goobs from Rockville, Maryland. So we're going to get ready with the phone call. So I do apologize in advance if, for technical reasons, something doesn't work out, because we've had some issues here on Skype with just everything being weird. So let's give it a shot and see what happens. So here it is. We're calling Goobs, our featured artist of the week. And just give us a moment here while we get it ready.
Yo.
Hello, Goobs.
Yeah.
Hi, Goobs. It's Nicholas Pescott from Radio Nation. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I apologize for the very long delay in this interview, but needless to say, it's going to get done tonight, and I apologize, and I thank you for waiting for as long as you have been. I've been really busy in the last, like, month and a half, so thank you.
Oh, it's okay. No problem.
All right, so I was listening to some of your stuff, and it's some great stuff, obviously. Of course, I'm glad to be featuring you. Some of my questions are going to be really, really basic, but need to be done. I guess my first question is, what got you involved into music?
Well, what got me involved in the music is like a friend of mine that passed.
All right, and
the studio one time. I seen him in the studio a long time ago, like 5 years ago. And when we went into the studio, we did like a little song together. He did a little song. I did like a little hook on the song. I don't remember it because it was like so long ago, but I was like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that's something, you know what I'm saying, I could do. So I started to pursue in it, but I had got tied up when I started having kids and had to pay bills and stuff like that.
And of course, now you have some stuff put out. It is some great stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspires you to write your music? Apologize for the terrible internet connection here. This tends to happen on Skype. It's happened before the show, but it generally does happen during the show, so we're going to try to get a hold of him again. Hey, Goops. All right, so we're gonna try to get that call back. It's kind of dropped, but we're gonna try to get that call back. I apologize for the delay in the interview there. So we're gonna try to get that call back. If not, we're gonna put it up on the phone. So just give us a moment while we try that one more time. And I apologize for the delay. Technology can be a beautiful thing, or it can be a pain in the rear end, as most people would know. So here it is. We're gonna try to get a hold of Goobs one more time. Hey, Goobs, are you there? No answer. All right, so we're going to try to get a phone call interview with him. So stay tuned. We're going to take a little break here. We're going to play another song. We're going to play Let Me Go by Envy, and we're going to try to get that interview set up for you. So you're listening to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. Apologize for the delay there, but we are going to try to get Goobs back up on the line. So here it is, Let Me Go by one of our featured artists, Envy.
Hey, yo, Envy.
Hey, yo, Envy.
She ain't going nowhere. L for L. She won't let me go, and she keeps on crying. She won't let me go, even though I'm cheating. And she already knows what she needs to know.
She already knows.
She won't let me go, let me go, let me go.
I think it's time you know, no. Cheating, I'm on the roll, roll. Going out on the low, low. Spending all of that dough, dough. You get a man got plans, and I can't be the man to put the ring on your hand. Plus I got fans to please, a fam to feed. I catastrophe, you can't handle me. I have to get up and leave when you're mad at me. Cause I know that I'm wrong and it's sad to see. Such a beautiful girl in a beautiful world, with a man that's cheating with two different girls. Why she here, I can't believe. There's nothing I can do to make her leave. Said why she can't believe. Nothing I can do to make her leave.
She won't let me go when she keeps on crying. She won't let me go even though I'm cheating. And she already knows what she needs to know. She won't let me go.
Your time, acting like you fine, coming home and you crying, I got too many and I'm sleeping with your best friend, party on the weekend, wouldn't want to admit it, I know that you're creeping, walk out slow cause I know that you're sleeping, had enough of keeping secrets, I'm cheating, I'm leaving, can't take the lie and you buying, even though I know that you spying, spotted me firsthand with another girl, and you still don't mind it, why she here I can't believe, there's nothing I can do to make her leave, said why she here I can't believe. Nothing I could do to
she
make her
let
leave.
She won't let me go when she keeps on crying. She won't let me go even though I'm cheating. Cause she already knows what she needs to know.
Oh yeah, she knows.
She won't let me
hey,
go.
Yo, Jordan.
Let me go. Let me go.
Give it to her.
She won't let me go.
Girl, I know you don't wanna leave, but believe me. Your friends ain't lying when they say I'm cheating. Why you want a man who's always creeping? Yeah, I'm always creeping. Hey girl, why you always counting on me? I'm just busy trying to do me. So why don't you just let me be? Let me be. Because I'm cheating, I'm creeping while she's sleeping. I'm beating and I try to break free. Yeah, it feels like a disease and there is nothing I can do that will make her wanna leave. I said there's nothing I can do that will make her wanna
she
leave.
She won't let me go when she keeps on crying. She won't let me go even though I'm cheating. Cause she already knows what she needs to know. She won't let me go.
All right, and welcome back to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod, and I apologize for the delay there as we get set up for this next interview with Goobs, our artist for this week, and I apologize for the extremely terrible sound quality as now we get the mic adjusted. All right, so we're going to do this phone interview again, and it is going to be with Goobs, our featured artist from Rockville, Maryland. So here it is, and let's get this ready. Hi, Goobs. It's Nicholas Pescott calling again. How are you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. Sorry about the delay there. So we'll just do a phone interview. It'll be a lot easier than Skype as we're having tech problems here in the studio. So my next question, getting right back into our interview, was what inspires you to write your music and come up with the stuff that you do? Because it is fantastic stuff. Perfect.
The previous mixtape that I done is like freestyle mixtape, but if you listen to them, if you really sit down and listen to them, they don't sound like freestyle mixtapes because I did the hooks on them and I freestyled the verses.
Perfect. And you just mentioned which is my next point. You have something coming out in July. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about what this what your next release is in July?
The next release that's in July that I have coming out is called Back to the Drawing Board. It'll be out July 20th on the internet or deathcliff.com. The reason for Back to the Drawing Board is because, like, if you listen to, like, most of my mixtape albums, it's like freestyle albums. And I'm not trying to keep making, like, freestyle mixtapes. I want everything on the mixtape that I do to be written.
Right, of course.
What I was gonna do is I was gonna scrap all of my mixtapes that I've done and just be like, I'm gonna start a fresh one back to mixtapes all over again. But I was like, no. I said I'm gonna go back, start all over, keep the mixtape that I got now, I'ma start all over, and then what I'm gonna do differently is I'm just gonna write every song that I do on each and every mixtape that I'm gonna put out instead of just freestyling and you know what I'm saying, on top of my head. So that's why I'm calling it Back to the Drawing Board.
Well, that's exciting stuff. And when it does come out, please of course let us know here at Radio Nation so we can play some of the music on our show, as we like to do that here. And my last and final question for you tonight is, being from Maryland, do you find it difficult to get your name out there just because of where you're located and where you're from, or is it something that you kind of play to your strengths?
Well, to clarify that, I'm just a resident of Maryland. I'm not really from Maryland. I'm from the District of Columbia.
Right.
I'm just a resident of Maryland. Even if I was from D.C., if I was from Maryland, I mean, if you want to get your name out there, all you have to do, I mean, you got to put the footwork in, you got to put the time in, you got to be on your grind 24/7, even if it's, if you got to use the internet to get your name out there some before you start beating to the streets and get your name out there more, I mean, that's what you have to do, because that's what I did at first. That's what I did at first before people started seeing me at these open mics and all that. I was flooding the internet with all my music, every song I did, every track I did, every time I do it, I put it on the internet for the world to hear. So after I started doing that for like a month, or like a year, year and a half, that's when I started going to the streets, going to these open mics, passing out CDs, you know what I'm saying, things like that.
And obviously, so social networking is obviously huge for any artist these days, just to get their music out there and to be heard.
Yeah, I mean, you have to use the social media. Some people don't like to use social media networks, but sometimes social media networks work. They really do work, because if your music not out on the internet and you trying to go to the streets and push your music in the streets, ain't nobody gonna hear it. Ain't nobody gonna hear it. They gonna further and something. Who are you? Do you got a Facebook page? Do you got a website? Or is your music on the internet? that, if you push your music out, if you push your music out to the media mainstream first, and then go to the streets with your music and push it out to the people in the streets that don't use the internet, that don't use the computer all the time, and pass it out to them, and then like, oh, well, my people heard of you, and he heard your city before, he said you was tight, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, let me get a copy of that. I'm going to go home and listen to this right now, and things like that, and then your name would be out there more, because it would be already out on the people on the internet, for, on the World Wide Web, so everybody that already heard you already.
Perfect. And so, of course, people can get your music on iTunes, speaking of internet. So we can, I have posted the link there, and so we can get your music on iTunes if we want to purchase it. And I want to thank you for coming onto the show tonight. It's been a lot of fun, even though it was really short.
Thank you for having me on the show.
No worries, and it's been a short interview, but we'll get back to you in July, and we'll do another interview with you when your album comes out. And we're looking forward to hearing that album when it comes out.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thank you, and have a nice night.
You too.
Take care. There you go. That was Goobs from Rockville, Maryland, and you'll hear a song from him coming up later on in the show tonight. And so speaking of music, we're going to get right back into some music here on Radio Nation as we await the arrival of Rodrigo Wild, as they are expected to come in very, very soon. So I'm going to kick it off with a song by Rodrigo Wild, actually, which is perfect timing because this is a great song. It's one of their newest songs. It's Blazin' by Rodrigo Wild. So here it is, Blazin'.
German tanning beds with air conditioning, aqua mist, and plenty of vitamin D for everybody. On top of that, they're conveniently located at Oakville at Dundas Street West and Neyafawa Boulevard. Oh, and even though the economy's rotten, you can actually afford this place. So stop making excuses and get on down to Tan Temptations before the mirror cracks the next time it sees your face.
Oh, yeah.
Anything but Monday.
Check us out on the web at www.tantemptations.com or check us out on Facebook. That's Tan Temptations, located on Dundas Street and Niagara Boulevard in Oakville.
Everybody wants to fall. Everybody wants to feel that high. Everybody wants someone to keep them warm at night. Everybody wants someone to need them. Searching for something so hard to find. Pretty head and start the day. So open up your arms, everyone sees, everyone cries, but the brave don't leave. And everyone falls, yes, this we know, but the brave hold on, they don't let go. No, they don't let go.
Welcome back to Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. I'm joined now live in studio with the band members from Rodrigo Wild. Welcome,
everybody. How's it going, everybody?
Truth.
What's going on, people?
Truth.
All right, so you guys have some exciting news, including you guys got an upcoming show this Friday. So why don't we talk about your upcoming show and where it's at? And I know the date got moved, the location got moved. So let's talk about that. And you guys are going on at 11, and you want to talk about it?
Yeah, that's about all the details.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're playing the Opera House this Friday. We're going at 11 o'clock. Tickets $15 in advance. So Hip It Hurts and Glossy. You can also stop by and visit our boy Mario at Proper Reserve when he's working there and pick up some tickets.
Right
from
on.
Him personally, if you want. Yeah.
Or you can stop by right now right. if
you
you're listening
right
to,
oh,
yeah. to Radio Nation. You can stop by right
go.
Now, let's say, and grab two tickets for free. And
free tickets. Ooh,
personally look. Handle the tickets
even
by us.
They can even sign them for you. That's how awesome this deal is.
So you
also,
know they're good.
Yeah,
also,
they won't be
these
worth anything now.
Get you into our June 23rd show at Smiling Buddha with Drugs in Japan, Blood, Rexdale, and Iridescence for a toomie.
So it's like, it's even better.
It's a dual
it's even
pack.
Better. Yeah, exactly.
Almost.
It's not like just one free show. It's a free show and another awesome show.
So you guys
so
got,
there
I
you
guess,
go.
You guys got until about
you guys got the next
40 to get down here and
yeah.
pick up these
yeah.
two free tickets. First person.
First person that comes to 951 Carla Avenue, asks the security guard where the studio is, gets free pair of tickets. You can come down right now, you get a free pair.
No, you actually have to bang on the glass and disrupt
yes,
this
you do.
Radio.
You have to you have to do it. You have to come down here and make some noise for a great band. All right, so let's talk about the single that we just I played just before you guys got here in Blazing, and it's a great song. I love that one. And
thank you.
So it took a while for you guys to get that one out, but what have you guys heard from it now that it's out there? What has the reviews been like from your fans?
It's been really positive.
Right on.
It's actually the forefront to us getting all these shows booked. You know?
Perfect.
And you know, we only have one song available so far right now. People seem to like it enough to ask us to come and play the venues.
Well, that's what's so awesome is like you only have one song, and it's like you guys still get booked a lot. Like it's pretty impressive that you're still able to get bookings and stuff, because a lot of artists have like a whole rack of songs and they, you know, they struggle to get booked. So you guys must have some sort of secret getting booked.
We bribe people.
There you go. All right. So other than your June 17th. Date and you have another one on June 23rd. What else are you guys gonna be doing for the summer?
Oh,
for the summer.
Shows. And
can we get some in-depth advice into where these shows are gonna be? If it's just in Ontario, or are we gonna go nationwide now?
Yeah, well, we have a whole bunch of shows coming up before August 18th when we embark on the East Coast part of our Cross Canada tour.
There you
so
go.
We'll be doing Kingston, Ottawa, Montreal, Quebec City, Moncton, Fredericton, and then playing some shows on the way back, coming back to Toronto, and then we'll be heading out west a couple weeks after that.
Well, that's exciting stuff, and you definitely have to let us know where you're going to be at all times so we can put some updates here on Radio Nation, because that's exciting nationwide tour. For you guys must be excited.
Should be
the bee's knees.
Yeah, it's everything I've ever wanted in life. I'm really excited about this, and this whole project is just going so well for us right now, and we're just really excited to be able to do what we love doing, and playing music together. Things are just moving along, and we're just really excited about that. I heard you mention we had one song recorded. We actually now have two songs that we've recorded.
There you go.
North of Seven Studios with our good friend Robin Short.
Robin!
He's actually worked with us quite a bit now, and we're planning on going back and recording a bunch of other songs so we can actually get a whole album together.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Looking hopefully to have our full album ready for January, February 2012. So.
Now, when you guys go on tour, will you be playing samples for what we would be expect to be in your album, or is it just gonna you're just gonna play songs that you already have released out?
Full length songs we play. Whenever we play
yeah, the songs that we're playing now is the songs that
yeah.
are going in the album. The two
perfect.
That we recorded is the ones that we're promoting on Reverb Nation and eventually on iTunes and so on.
Perfect, perfect.
A new song every night.
A new song every night.
Seriously.
There you
we
go.
We go up on stage and we'll improvise a song. So.
There you go.
Just keeps us a little, you know, on the fence on that side. Because, you know, you have to jump to a note and see we'll play it on C, we'll play it on E, and then
right.
Alex has to figure out the lyrics as he goes. It's pretty funny to see what he comes up with.
Well, he's a talented guy. I'm sure he can do it.
Yeah.
So before we talk about the new single that you have here, I I want to get into one last thing, and that is, you guys play a lot in Ontario. What do you expect when you go out east and when you go out west? Do you expect the feed? Obviously, you probably expect the feed to be just as good, but do you expect the crowds to be different, just in terms of, like, you know, Eastern Canada and Western Canada, or what do you really expect?
It's quite the hard question there, Nick.
Yeah.
About the, it's not so much what I'm expecting about the crowd, it's more what I'm expecting with the venues and with the difference on how these venues and businesses work. And because I mean, I've been playing Toronto for quite a little while, so I kind of know what the Toronto business scene is in terms of music, and I'm just kind of excited to find out what the East Coast and the West Coast has to offer for us as artists, traveling artists.
Well, we should definitely find out, I guess, and it'll be exciting to see what you guys come up with. And you'll have to let us know, because maybe when I'll try to get out to one of your shows on the road. It'd be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We'll let everybody know. We'll keep everybody well informed through our Facebook page and our Reverb Nation page. And for sure, if you look for it, you won't miss it.
ReverbNation.com/RodrigoWild.
And as many of you probably don't know, because I've advertised very little about it, but I am coming up with a website. I know the band members here know, but I'm coming up with my own website for RadioNation.ca. And yeah, we have in-depth reviews on all of our artists and bios on them, and links to all their stuff. So it's like the hub of Radio Nation. So you want to find something, you go to that site. And yeah, the goal is to get everybody's concert dates and like tour dates ready up on the site too. So you just throw them onto me, and then we'll have the dates and the times and the venues listed. And so that's hopefully going to be up by mid-July, but we'll see what happens there. It's a work in progress, and I can't design websites for the life of me, so I have to pay someone to do it for me, because it's tough. But yeah, it should be ready in July, and just let me know when you guys have all that stuff, because yeah, I'm down to promote you guys as hard as I can, because we love having you here on the show. It's awesome.
We love coming down here, right? It's a nice little cozy studio.
It is a nice little studio.
Third, fourth time we're here.
Yeah, fourth time. It's great.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this new CD, new single that you have here. Let's talk a little bit
about
it. Shot
by a Laser.
The song's called Shot by a Laser, and it's like more of like a rockabilly type rock sound to it, but everybody be your own judge in terms of what this song has to bring you. It's definitely one of my favorites, top three for sure, in our Rodrigo Wild collection.
Definitely a band favorite.
Oh yeah,
and we should be playing it shortly here on Radio Nation.
Let's play it now.
Yeah, you want to play it right now?
Yeah,
all right,
we'll
get it queued up for you.
Why make them wait, right?
Yeah, why make them wait? So we're gonna get it queued up for you, and just give us a moment while we get it ready.
So I just wanted, are we in the air?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay, sorry. I just wanted to just tell everybody that we do have some dates confirmed for the near future. We're going to be playing June 23rd at the Smiling Buddha that we talked about. We're also going to be playing July 2nd at Magazine.
It's a magazine launch party.
Exactly.
For Dragnet Magazine, and it's at Studio 561. Which is a new spot located at Bathurst and Bloor.
Yeah, perfect. And then that Sunday, we're going to be playing at Rancho Relaxo with Poor Boy Clothing.
Poor Boy!
Good old Rancho.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I have one question. Do you guys use Twitter? Like, I just started using it
no,
for my show.
No, not at all.
And, we haven't got on Twitter yet.
Yeah.
I don't think Rodrigo Wild is a Twitterer.
Twitterer?
A Twitterer.
It's Twitter's an interesting like little thing. Like I started using it, and then I stopped, and then I tried using it today because I was sitting at my internship, and I figured, well, you know, I might as well try it. And I have like 21 followers in like 4 hours. It's kind of, I just tweet the heck out of all of my artist stuff. So,
wow.
Yeah. So you guys should I'll let me know when the tour dates are, and I'll put that stuff up there. I think I tweeted you guys like twice in it, but just like that little hashtag thing. It's like I'm so new to it. I'm like, what am I doing? But it seems that something's working, right? Like. 21 followers in a day. I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, it definitely has something to it. Like, for example, for media corporations or news, it's something very immediate to get your information. Let's say if you're tweeting about news or, I mean,
yeah.
Bands I know. And it, like, just like it's really, I don't know, pretty pathetic when some like artist goes like, I'm taking a dump. I'm taking a shower. I don't care. It's not news to me. Like, if I'm following CNN, and, like, I don't know, some stuff's going down in the Middle East, I want to know about it. I don't want to know about Ashton Kutcher's opinions. And he's the most followed artist. I'm sorry I'm saying this, and I'm sorry that I know it. That's pop culture for it. But that's how I feel about Twitter. It's very effective for some stuff, but it's very time-wasting tool for others.
I agree.
You'd rather be in this studio
Recording. Absolutely.
There you go. You know,
tweeting about it, you know?
Well, like, yeah, we can tweet about it that people know that we're recording, but we're not going to do, like, well.
Check the Facebook page, the YouTube page, and the MySpace page. If you need to follow us on Twitter, I'm sorry.
It's like I saw a tweet that was like,
tweet,
I just.
Tweet about it. Tweet that Rodrigo Wild is not tweeting.
I saw a tweet that was like, a guy was like, I cut my finger. What should I do? And it's like, you cut yourself and you're bleeding. I don't think I'd be tweeting about that. I think it'd be good getting stitches or fixing it, right?
Like, well, as much as we're talking smack about Twitter right now, I feel like we're giving it a bunch more credit than we
That's
true.
We've been talking about it for like
five minutes.
All right, so we got the song queued up, so let's
play
it.
All
right, so let's give it a go.
Here it is, Rodrigo Wild with her new single, Shot by a Laser.
Laser!
Enjoy, everybody.
Yeah!
Shot by a Laser by Rodrigo Wild. And that is a fantastic song, guys. I like it.
Thank you very much, Nicholas.
Thanks, Nick.
You guys must be really proud of this one.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun going out and recording the song. I actually had my doubts about the song because playing it live is a little bit more wild, if you will. The first few times I played the song, I just really didn't see a pattern at all with the song. And for Ferrum to come up to me and say, yeah, we're recording Shot by a Laser next, I thought, man, we're going to spend a fortune because the song has no structure. I mean,
it was a jam. It was a jam for the longest time.
Yeah, it was just a jam. And
but it always had the parts. It was always like intro, hard part, reggae or the dub part, and then back to the hard part. But we didn't know how long it was. That was like
upsetting. We kind of like to wait till we get to the studio to pick apart the song, because up until the point of us getting in the studio, every time we play it, we're playing it a little bit differently, and there's new little parts, so that by the time we get to the studio, we have all this different stuff to work with within this one song, because we've played it 100 different ways, and then we can pick out cool little things like the reggae section, which worked really well that we did it one of the shows that, you know, we kind of just broke out into the jam one day, and it killed it. So
I also gotta say, I'm sorry to cut you off, man. We structured the song very, very well, and it all happened with the help of our new drummer Brandon, which he really set that beat down in hard, solid way for us, just to lay the guitars and the bass and keyboard and that vocal just to kill it. I mean, I want to say hi to Brandon. If he's listening. I mean, he's a great drummer.
Alex,
we're so happy to have him in the Brandon. Wild family. Whoever's listening, I just want to give a shout out. That's the shout out.
Well, if you're listening, and Alex and Brandon, you guys definitely got to come in here next time if you can, because it's a lot of fun having these three boys in here. So
I also want to just do a personal thing here. I just want to say congratulations, because when we were on here before, we were talking about the Real Voodoo film.
Right.
I had worked on it. Yesterday it aired. It had its world premiere on television yesterday.
You're here, man.
And I just want to say congratulations to every single one who worked on the film, the director Sandra Whiteley, Jaffa Charles, who did the whole soundtrack of music, Bob Sandler, who did the production. So I just wanted to, you know, put a congratulations out there on that.
No doubt.
Now, before talk about what you're doing in Haiti. I saw the thing on Facebook for your campaign for underwear for girls in
Haiti.
That's
not my campaign.
You're promoting it.
I'm helping promote it. It's a friend of mine who actually started that campaign in November, and she went down with me in January.
Right.
So she's continuing raising. We actually talked yesterday about us going back for a weekend at the end of July to set up a new program where they're going to be bringing a bunch of women down to teach women in these tent communities to actually sew underwear themselves and bring down a whole bunch of sewing machines. So check out Facebook, We Care With Underwear. It's a great organization helping women and children, female women and girls in crisis.
And it's fantastic. Now, how many pairs of underwear have they donated so far? Or have been donated?
Maggie has raised 6,000 pairs.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. That's wonderful stuff. And of course, you're going down again. Are you going down in August with Alex?
Yes.
And will you be bringing underwear as well?
We will be going down with Maggie, and she will be bringing underwear and stuff that we've raised through shows and stuff.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic. All right, guys. It's been a lot of fun. Show's getting ready to close off for the night. Anything else you guys want to add before we get you off the air? And anything you want to say to your fans out there, or anybody out there, or anything exciting that we should know about Rodrigo Wild before you guys head out to your next show?
I think everyone should just come to our show at the Opera House this Friday, because you're actually going to get to hear Rodrigo Wild play the way that we play. You're going to get to hear us in a large venue rocking out really loud. So I just tell everyone to come to this show. It's going to be epic.
Yes, that's right. You definitely got to come to the show on June 17th. Definitely a good show, and with the song you just heard, you'll be playing that there live. So
absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely worth seeing live. I bet it's even better live than it is in the studio, and it was pretty awesome in the studio. All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot for coming in. I know it's been really it was kind of on, like, short notice, and, like, it's been a really short show. But
that's okay. Either way, thank you so much for having us, Nick.
You guys are always welcome. You guys are always welcome on. You guys know that. You just have to make time for you guys.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Nick.
Yeah, no worries, guys.
Check it out. Number 32 coming to you next week.
Now, I know you have pairs of tickets there, and if you want to leave a pair here, I will give away a pair in the coming days on my page. And I'm sure I can give away a pair to you if you want.
Yeah, man. Well, we'll definitely set something up with
Let's
you.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's give away a pair of tickets. Somebody's got to do something really crazy, like post something really crazy. Or maybe tweet something. No, I'm just kidding.
Do some tweets.
Yeah, well, check the Rodrigo Wild page and the Radio Nation page for updates this week.
Yeah, about that. So you get a pair of free tickets for the show on Friday or maybe even the next venue, if it's possible. We'll set something up. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, we'll work something out.
We'll work something out. All right, guys, thanks a lot for coming on the show tonight. It's been a lot of fun, as always. And that's it for Radio Nation. I'm your host, Nicholas Pescod. Stay tuned next week as we have Castro, our featured artist for next week, coming in the studio live to do a live interview. And we'll have more great news, so just check it out on www.facebook.com/radionation.ca for all information and updates. I'm your host. Thanks a lot for listening, and have a great night.